From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. government authorities say an American is among the 20 people, mostly civilians, killed in Bangladesh's capital when militants attacked an upscale restaurant Friday evening. Bangladesh security forces remain on heightened alert in the capital following an 11-hour standoff with the group of militants. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, but the identity of the attackers has not been confirmed. The White House report on civilian casualties by drones is getting mixed reactions in Pakistan, which has suffered the highest number of casualties outside the active conflict zones. Pakistan's Foreign Office repeated its call for an immediate cessation of drone strikes, citing it's a violation of the territorial integrity and sovereignty of states. The Obama administration says up to 116 civilians have been killed in U.S. drone strikes during counterterrorism operations in Libya, Yemen, Somalia, and Pakistan. The White House just released details about the One Secret program. White House spokesman Josh Earnest.
The president believes that our counterterrorism strategy is more effective and has more credibility when we're as transparent as possible.
The report did not include strikes in the active conflict zones such as Iraq and Syria. The new Taliban chief is calling on the United States to end its occupation of Afghanistan, saying the Islamist insurgency is determined to salvage the country. Mullah Akhundzada made the remarks on Saturday as Muslims begin to mark the end of the Islamic holy month Ramadan. Under its new leadership, the Islamist insurgency has intensified battlefield attacks and suicide bombings against officials and security forces of the U.S.-backed Afghan government. This is VOA News. Thousands of supporters of the European Union marched in London Saturday, protesting the Brexit referendum result. Marchers are hoping British lawmakers would block any moves to leave the 28-nation bloc. Many people are calling for a second referendum, arguing that the Leave campaign lied to the people and made pledges and promises that were abandoned once their side won the referendum. Many others were angry at the lack of political leadership following the referendum result. Prime Minister David Cameron resigned because of the Brexit outcome. Australia's conservative ruling coalition opposition were running neck to neck in vote counting after election Saturday, and neither seemed to be able to form a majority government. The leader of the opposition party, Bill Shorten, told supporters victory is within their grasp.
We will not know the outcome of this election tonight. Indeed, we may not know it for some days to come. But there is one thing for sure. The Labour Party is back.
But Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull sounded just as confident of a win when he addressed the supporters of the ruling coalition, saying he was confident of the majority coalition being formed. Political observers had predicted the ruling Conservative coalition would lose ground as it seeks a second term after a divisive first 3 years in power. Police in Serbia say a man opened fire with an automatic weapon in a cafe early Saturday, killing his wife and four others. At least 20 people were wounded in the attack north of the capital, Belgrade. Authorities are continuing to investigate. Turkey is sending a giant shipment of humanitarian aid to Gaza today, days after reaching a deal to normalize relations with Israel. The aid to Gaza comes as Gaza continues to grapple with high unemployment and a fragile infrastructure. Relations between Israel and Turkey, which was once Israel's only Muslim ally, crumbled after Israeli Marines stormed an aid ship in 2010 to enforce a naval blockade of Gaza and killed 10 Turkish activists on board. The UN says hundreds of thousands of displaced people in northeastern Nigeria, the center of the Boko Haram insurgency, are suffering from severe malnutrition. Improved security is enabling aid agencies to get to areas cut off by the Islamist insurgents. As Hong Kong marks 19 years since its handover from Britain to China, a new poll indicates the collective sense of pride as Chinese citizens and feelings about Beijing's policies towards the city have plunged to an all-time low. Hong Kong media pundits have suggested that many Hong Kong residents are angry that Beijing denied their right to elect Hong Kong leaders. I'm Michael Brown reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.